DKC.
Morning, Mr. Jerry. KA3JCA.
Doing today?
Good. Got up early this morning. My daughter dropped off two of my dogs to the vet. One was going for a dental cleaning, and the other one was going for their comprehensive checkup.
Everything went well for them. I talked to you about that Linku radio yesterday, and I got to look it online, and it's not actually a transceiver. It's a handheld general coverage receiver type deal. This goes from like 30 up to 400-something megahertz, and I think it's going to be a Japanese-only radio. I don't think it's going to be brought to the U.S., but it looked pretty cool, though. It had USB-C charging, and it had all the digital modes, which would make it a pretty good scanner, but it doesn't trunk, so it wouldn't work well for the P25 public service band, but it's interesting anyway. But based on what I saw, they had it at the Tokyo Ham Fair, and it was not shown at Dayton, so I'm assuming it's just going to be the Japanese market.
Okay. Well, that's nice to know that, sometimes those general companies, I hate buying a radio just to, just to listen to when it has the transmit capabilities and you're not going to use it per se. I'd rather buy just a little receiver or scanner, but so I'm just trying to narrow my equipment down. I'm going to try to get out here in the garage here in the next month or so and go through some of the stuff. And I know I have an ICOM 706 Mark IIG and a Kenwood 430 and my Yaesu FT847. I want to try to get some of this stuff back on the air and get back into HF in addition to my DMR and 2 meters and 6 meters.
Buying and selling, just trying to find the right setup. And I really don't need a lot of anything, to be honest with you, but I don't have a handheld right now. I just use an old scanner to listen to most of the stuff. All the digital stuff is, Anderson went encrypted on December the 1st. The Sheriff's Department, I'm sure everything else will too. Eventually, so I got rid of my digital scanner. I just got an old analog that I listen to now. About all I do to monitor the repeaters and a couple other things too. Not much. I don't have air on this particular one, but I was looking maybe to pick up an FT-60 Yaesu handheld. Those seem to be very durable and reliable. They've been on the market a long time. They've got a true super hit receiver instead of a radio and a chip like some of the new stuff is. I meant to ask you too, I've got the audio, the mic gain on this thing set up a little bit. I don't know whether it's too hot or not. Richard, KA3JCA and 4DJC.
DJC, KA3JC. Jerry, your audio sounds awesome. It's clear, it's crisp, it's not overdriving, it's not, too bassy, not too trebly. It sounds perfect.
Yeah, the Yaesus, I think, they've got some good audio. The Kentwoods always have been pretty good too, but this is an FTM6000, which is just a small dual band. It's got attachable faceplate, but it's not a true dual receiver or anything like that. But HRO had them on sale for $199 right around the Black Friday thing. So I picked one up and I thought it was a good deal. They used to be around $300 and got down about $260. But when they had them for $199, I thought, man, that'd be a good deal.
I know what you mean. What did you think of Miss Sally calling the net last night?
Fantastic job. She needs to get on more often, but I know she's busy with her other things, and she did a great job. I thought that's probably only the second or third time I've actually heard her on air, but she's got the right personality to run a net, and she did a great job. I don't know, was that the first time she'd ever called it?
2016, 2017, her and I, or maybe it was even 18 or 19, just prior to COVID and stuff, before I got sick before, her and I were doing the net, and I'd do it 1 week, and then she'd do it the following and so forth, and we were having competitions, but she's been out of practice, but you couldn't tell by last night. I even played the recording back for her, to let her hear it.
Sounds like she's been doing it, you know, for a long time. I just, at 2016, 2017, we were busy with my wife's parents. Both of them were in bad shape. They both passed away within a year of each other, you know, about that time. So we were taking care of them and having to drive to Atlanta and that sort of thing in Athens. And, you know, we were the closest relatives. The other brother and sister, one was in Athens, one was in Duluth, excuse me, but them had full-time jobs, so we were kind of doing a lot of stuff that they eventually helped out with later on, but we were really busy during that period of time, and I didn't really get on there a lot then, and that's the reason why I didn't recall it, otherwise I would remember her being on. But she did a fantastic job. I thought I could think of a thing to do anything any different other than have her do it more often.
Wanted to jump in there. KA3JCA within 4DJC. I think that's going to happen. I think I'm going to call it 1 week, and then she's going to call it a week, and then Daniel's calling it a Friday. And that my goal is to try to get Ashley, our daughter, involved in calling it. So if that's the case, that would get a couple of younger people in, and my wife. I'd love to have more women net controllers in there. Maybe we can get more women on the net checking in and so forth like that. We have quite a few now, but Sally likes it because when they hear her, people jump in and want to check in. And she actually beat me. Last night I think she had 61 check-ins, and I think the other night I only had like 50 or 51 myself. So, excuse me, it happened that way before.
KA3JCA. Yeah, that's unusual. I can't remember her call sign now. I want to say it's K3SUE. I think she called it from time or has in the past. And there are a couple of ladies that call the Anderson Radio Club net on the 7-9 machine. I think Margie does, and there's another. I can't remember the other lady's name. But there's several of them that are pretty active on that net. But, you know, it's just news, and I'll have more, you know, 15 check-ins on that one. I'm surprised it's not more active than it is, to be honest. But, I hear them a fair amount on the 7-9 machine.
I know what you mean, Jerry. Well, I need to run and get something because I can't get this freaking cough to go away. I got something tickling my throat. I drank some water, but it ain't working, so. And I have to actually get something up and get ready because I'm going to a meeting today. I want to meet some fellow hams and be the first time I've really gotten out in a while, but it's still a small group because I still have to be very careful that I don't, you know, I'm going to be very COVID cautious.
Hey, have a good day. And mine's acting up a little bit this morning, too. But you have a great day, and be safe out there. It's going to be kind of chilly. It's still around the 50s, I think. So wrap up. Stay safe. 7-3, N4DJC clear.
7-3, KA3JCA.